The post-match interview.
Buddha, can you describe the emotions as a coach? I've spoken to a couple of the players about it, but what it means to you to get your team that you've guided all year into another grand final?
Yeah, no, it was an amazing game. We obviously kicked 7-8 in the second half to 1-4, so we're able to sort of learn from the first quarter. I think the Breeze, probably we set up to probably use the Breeze a little bit better. You always think that once you get it, you're an opportunity to score, but maybe the Breeze was probably one of those really difficult ones that we couldn't quite get score, and they defend us really well. So we learned from then. Their second quarter was great. Their contest forward of the ball, their ground ball was good too, and they were able to score some goals and hit the front. So at half time, we just had to adjust a few things. We had to try and open up the forward line a little bit, Jane, get some run from behind. We had to try and lower our eyes around 40 to 45 and try and get some shots from there. We've got some guys who can kick the ball with a bit of length, so any time that we tried to get the ball sort of through the middle part of the ground, we tried to lower our eyes and pick our way through and try and get some marks at about 45, 50 out and then have shots from there, because we were trying to sort of blaze a bit and trying to get the longer ones. It just wasn't working for us in the first quarter. And that's the best thing about this group is they keep learning from every moment, every part of the game. And then in the last quarter, I mean, how gutsy was that to be able to hold up, nail the boards up and stop the damn wall from coming through. And we played that far side a bit. We played around stoppage a lot better. I reckon probably the worst bit about us probably the last 2 weeks, we've been a bit fumbly around ground level, and we just probably the second half we tidied that up a little bit more. We put our put time over the ball, and we're able to win contest a bit more, and our forwards were probably a bit better than last week. We're able to hold yards once we won the ball, and the emotion of the players is a really high one at the moment. They've done a lot of work. For me, I don't play the game, but mine's more mentally, theirs is physically. And I just marvel at this group. Yeah, three grand finals in 3 years is a great effort, and all goes to not me, it goes to the playing group and the people around the scenes, Josh, our physio, Phil Hay, our coaches, Fridge, Tatey, you know, Sam Scott, Tom Feely, and just the support of the president and the committee. I mean, they've been great. They allowed me to do my job. Don't interfere. And it takes a village, you know, and that's what we've got. We've got a really good, strong village. And I'm sort of a bit, as you probably pick up in my voice, I'm more now looking at 2 weeks' time and who we get. And I'm setting all that up at the moment, Jane. Last week was great. It was more emotional than this week. Now I'm probably a little bit more clinical and trying to work out who we're going to play and set up for that. And hopefully, yeah, it's a great opportunity for the club. And it's what we wanted to do right at the start, was to create opportunities. We've created three, taken one, lost one, and see how we go in 2 weeks' time.
Buddha, I really appreciate you joining us. Congratulations. Just talk us through the week. Obviously, when we spoke this time, basically to the minute a week ago, you sort of go, what the hell just happened there? When we talked about the mental and the physical preparation off last week to this week. Can you just talk us through how the week played out for your boys?
Yeah, Tuesday nights, when we hit finals the last probably 2 or 3 years, we've had a really fun night on the Tuesday night when we get there. We make sure that we have like what we call a $2 challenge. So it's just a bit of fun to get the boys up and about and keeps them all together. And we're really fortunate at the moment. We've got a strong squad who's there. Had the twos not made it, probably would have been a little bit tougher on some of the boys. But it's good that we've got all the boys there and they all tip in. So Tuesday night's really just a 6 o'clock meeting, sort of wrap up what happened on the weekend, do a bit of a challenge. We just had balloons on each player tied around the back of their waist. We put eight into a circle, and the last person to have their balloon popped would progress, and we'd have like six or eight groups go, so that at the end there were six or eight competing for the money. And then we say paper, rock, scissors if you want to take it, and if you end up being the last person to not have your balloon popped, it was funny, Logan Wagner was hiding under the table. And after everyone had been through, Wags comes out going, oh, you know, look, I got my balloon. And somebody popped it on him, and then everybody started calling him that sort of thing, you know. And so all we've been doing is rolling the money over, and then the person has a decision to either take the money or keep it rolling. And you know, it's just a bit of fun, and then we get into work. So we do a line meeting, we do a bit of skills, a bit of movement, and we do some recovery mobility. We've done that the last few years. And, you know, we've got Annadale, Tate, Nofi, Pepper. We've still got those boys. It's so important to win today to sort of give them another week or another probably 13 days to get them right. And selection will be very difficult in a couple of weeks' time, King.
Yeah, absolutely. Just on Pepper and Tev, so I believe a hamstring Thursday night for Pepper at training, and then Tev has woken up feeling
Up. I'll be honest, Pep rang me last night and just said he's got a little bit of a slight soreness in the hammy, so it's a grade one. Had two physios, so he went to one straight after work, and then he went to Josh, and both agreed that he should miss and should be right. Had to be played next week or the week after is great. Tevin was good on Sunday here at the game. Monday got crook and sort of been in bed for most of the week. Dropped a little bit of weight. I'd like to maybe get the flu. I'd need to drop a couple of kilos. and then, you know, like you've got Ollie Tate, he's ready. Would have been ready for the prelim, but now he gets another week. Maxi Annadale, just a little slight knock on the calf. Again, would have been right this week, but right in 2 weeks' time. So we've got decisions to make, and we've got some good people to come back into the team.
I don't reckon Riley Stone's one you'll be letting go after his performance today.
Yeah, no, he was good. We identified what we do most weeks, is identify the most dangerous players on the opposition, and where he gives them a lot of bounce and, you know, energy out of the back line. So we need to try and take that away. Obviously, through the middle part of the ground, they got some good players, and we had some roles there. And DeGrandi hurt us last time. He kicked seven, kicked five in the quarter and destroyed us. So we just had to make sure that we had some... you know, like vampires that could just suck a bit of energy out of some of their players.
But your ability to be able to bring players into the game, Connor Giddings didn't really touch in the first half, and then you put him in the ruck. You did the same thing with Harris Jennings a couple of weeks ago, just to get players into the game, and it seems to just build their confidence in like 3 minutes. They're basically in their game, they're touching the ball, and then they're away, and then you can go back to Bumstead when you need to, and Connor Giddings, you know, does his thing where he needs to somewhere else on the ground.
Yeah, no, you're right. The flexibility of the group's been really good, and we've tried to develop that over, you know, like a 2 or 3 year plan to make sure that we have primary roles for players, but also we have secondary roles, and also guys in the academy team, if they're not playing and there's a position that comes up, and you know, like they might be playing as a midfielder in the 12 o'clock game, but a position comes up either on the wing or forward or back, they've played that position through training or in a game at somewhere, so that we can go and say you can fill that role, and it makes it easier, and they know that role. So, but it's important that you just don't let your better players or any player in particularly on your team just sort of sit and rot. And I thought Giddo could give us something and give us some energy and some centre bounce stuff and get up and jump, wear down Northam, then put Bumpy in against Morrison. Hopefully that works. It worked for us at that point. Give Harris a little bit of a look. Even Giddings, you might have seen Giddings go behind the ball. So in the second quarter, we put a smaller player back there and it didn't work. And they kicked the score that they kicked. But then we had a decision to make. And Ollie Tate, you know, who is a really smart operator, he said, why don't we play a taller player and then free up? And then I was a bit worried about our height in front of the ball. But you probably didn't need it. We needed to kick the grass and chase and run after it. So Giddings went back behind the ball, which was great. Flexibility again. He's played there through the year at some point. And then the ability just to sort of play the stoppages and the percentages on that side of the ground was great. We didn't fumble as much. You know, we sort of used the boundary line and we denied them sort of, you know, a lot of entry. And our backs behind the ball were great in contest.
You've been able to hide Tate Porter a bit. And when I say hide, I mean hide behind Marcus and Logan probably. But I think in the last 2 weeks, Tate Porter has shown that he is of the same ilk as those two around the ball. He's been terrific for you in both games.
Yeah, no, he's been great. And we're very, very fortunate to have him. You know, he's been amazing person, happy to play a role, happy to start on the bench where he normally starts, happy to give Pup and Wags and those sort of boys first opportunity. You know, even Sam Scott Ford today popped in the midfield for a little bit, and did his role in there, but also did some stuff forward of the ball. But Tate's been great. He was a bit he was a bit flat actually. He's a Hawthorn supporter, so he's a bit flat after last night. But I sort of I had to give him a bit of a Ted sort of talk, he come good after that. So, but he's just a star, you know. He's just everybody needs a redhead in their team. Geelong had about 30 when I was coming through, but we've got one. Oh, we've actually got two or three. Source, Pep, Ports, yeah. So
Caribbean Gold.
Yeah, no, he's been a ripper. His ability to win stuff inside and choose the right option and test tackle and free up somebody else on the outside. He's just been a very, very good player, very good find for us here.
I think you said you got a tough decision for picking the four they've got to come in for, have got to go out.
Yeah.
I think a harder today decision for you would be getting your six best players, because that was pretty much an even performance by everyone. I don't think you'd really say, I'm having trouble to try and work out who the steamatic player of the day is. Like, it's a very even performance, and that would probably please you more than anything.
Absolutely. In these sort of finals, you don't need one or two players sort of standing up and having a great game. You just need the collective. And I know Chris Scott's talking about the collective. And if you look at Port Adelaide last night, it was just a collective performance. Their mids stood up, their backs were great, and their forwards did what they needed to do. And that's all you need this time of the year. You don't need people putting a cape on and trying to be a superhero. You just need everybody to chip in and play their role. And we're massive on role. We learned some stuff out of last week. And we didn't get it quite right again today, but like I said right at the top, our boys continue. They're very, very curious players. They want to keep learning. They keep asking, am I in the right spot? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the right time in the game to do that? So I'm very fortunate and blessed to be able to coach a group like this.
You talk about players with different roles and the ability to have those roles. Your defensive half today, or your shape behind the ball, was just unbelievable. Everyone played their role within that defensive structure.
Well, in the second quarter, third quarter, what we did was we squeezed everybody on the far side of the ground. So I talked about the six backs that needed to squeeze up, because that's where the ball was needed to play. And the plus one came from the fat wing on this side. So that's why we put Will Sheen, we moved him from back. Yep. We put him on the wing so that he could slide and get in behind the ball. But our backs could come forward because some of their forwards were hitting up. Mullen, McLaughlin, those sort of guys had some high energy around near the ball and that sort of thing. So we wanted to try and take the old washing machine, so come up on that side and then slide and get one behind the ball on the open side. And a few times we wanted to try and switch and get out this side, and Will was able to get out and switch this side. So it really helped our back squeeze and locate and keep the ball inside our forward 50. And if we needed that layer behind the ball, we were getting it from the fat side. So that sort of worked a bit too, Kirsch. Yeah,
absolutely.
Buddha, you must be really happy with having a group that you can coach that actually really listen and execute what you're trying to impart on them at the breaks. Because I know in the first quarter, when you're going to go into the breeze, you said, look, you just get it onto the boot and I just want you to get it forward anyway, and then we'll outrun them out the back. And in that last quarter there, that was exactly what happened on about three occasions, where there was no one there. They just kicked it to grass and you were able to track it back and get there first. So it's really pleasing to be able to say those sort of things, but then the players to actually go out there and do it. So as a coach, that must make be a really special feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. If they don't, I bash them all. So I haven't played for a very long time, and I'm always looking for a bit of a fight or a scrap. So if they don't do the right thing, they know that I get them at training and bash them up. So they're a bit intimidated, a bit scared. But
do you play them a couple of videos?
No. There's no. Is it beta?
Beta?
We would have all had beta. Very, very compliant, and we've done a lot of work. And like I said, it's not just today or last week or the week before, round one this year. It's been done over a period of time. We've been very lucky to keep not the whole group, and we only lost, two or three from last year. So Patton, Trent West, Robbie Mayborn, those sort of boys. So we've probably got 16, 17 guys who played in last year's premiership side that are really keen to add to that total. Some boys that could have three, there's some boys that could have two, and there's some new boys on the block. So we're all pretty excited about that opportunity, but we've got to work out who we're playing first, and then we've got to play another four quarters of footy. So really excited about that. And you can't win them king, as you know. You can't win them from sixth, or seven or eight or nine or 10, 11 or 12. So it's another opportunity. opportunity to try and create or take another chance.
Buddha, Bailey Vanderhoevel, we just put a line through. Is that...
He ran this morning, so
okay.
Yeah, he's fairly positive. Yeah, he's another one that we could add to that list. So he's pretty excited. There's a possibility of him in 2 weeks' time getting up. So that was always probably going to be the case. So thanks for reminding me. But yeah, he ran this morning. He'll go around again tomorrow and have another bit of a jog. So
Pup might be in the twos.
Could be if they get through tomorrow. Yeah, who knows? Well, I've done strange things before.
It's amazing how the world works. But obviously you did so much fine work on Kidinya Park as a player. But are you excited about the prospect of going back there as a coach of a local club on GMHBA Stadium and trying to win the ultimate at local level?
I've got to get the day off first. I've got to ask Rob.
It's a public holiday.
I know, but I love working out there for Robert Costa and the family and that sort of thing. So I might do some little bit of gardening in the morning and get out there and do a bit of gardening at Skilled. I was very lucky. I had a forward, war number 5. So any time I kicked the ball near him, he made me look very, very good. So, but it's something I'll reflect on over probably the next 10 to 14 days, Kingy. That you know, it'll be good to go back there, and I've seen some grand finals there, and to be able to coach a team on that ground in a grand final will be something to sort of sit back and have a little bit of a think about, and hopefully it's a successful thought process as well at the end of it all.
I know it doesn't mean much other than you've got the flag last year, but you've won 6 consecutive finals. You're 9-1 as a coach. It's an incredible record as a coach to have that 90% winning record in finals. It's probably something you haven't reflected on, but we sit here and go, that's unheard of, that blokes can coach like that. That's just, yeah, credit to you on what you've done over the last few years.
Yep,
and you're much easier to talk to when you win too, Buddha. So yeah, that's great. It's amazing.
It's all thanks to ABCO, I reckon.
Hot chips only $4.
They're good. I've had some too. I filled up the other day and snuck out with a little $4 chip. So they're good.
This is Carl. Looking forward to talking to you into the build-up. We'll get you on Beyond the Boundary next week for a chat.
Yes.
And get you on the podcast, have a bit of fun with that.
I might even wear my summer Ted outfit, me Ted Lasso summer what I wore today. So a few of the boys puked before the game, but anyway. Thanks to K-Rock. You do a great job. You know that. I love yours. And your commentary is the best going around. Thank you.
The post-match interview.